The question was asked, when we learn the story of Pilegesh Begiva, the concubine on the hilltop, is it a similar story to the story of Sodom and Amorah with Lot? So one can notice the similarities. Nachmanides points out the differences. Number one, in Sodom and Amorah, it was symptomatic. This is how Sodom and Amorah behaved. Number two, in Sodom and Amorah, it was the whole city that showed up, as the Pasuk writes. Young and old, everyone showed up. Over here, it was a group of gangsters that showed up. Not everyone. It says there were gangsters on that hilltop that surrounded the house. And those gangsters demanded, give over the man who came to your house, we want to violate him. So yes, there was a group of gangsters on that hilltop. It wasn't the whole city, it wasn't the whole tribe. The argument revolved around the question of legal autonomy. The tribe of Binyamin said, we have legal autonomy. And the rest of Israel said, this is not going to happen in our midst.
What was their claim against the guy that they wanted?
I'm unaware of a claim they had against the guy. The Pasuk does point out that the people were not hospitable. He shows up and no one invites him in.
Right.
So it certainly indicates that the general atmosphere in that hilltop was a negative one.
Don't come and take from our...
Well, there's a difference, again, between a whole city
right.
and a hilltop. There's a difference between everyone, young and old, showing up, and a scenario where a group of gangsters shows up. So so that's in terms of that. And also, we have to realize that there were no witnesses. So technically, that there was a problem for the courts to deal with the gangsters, because no one was there who could testify as to what had happened.
I